7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think and thing go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. Yeah, when them think and thing go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way. Third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of August the 11th, 2013. We want to move to our Sunday school lesson for August the 11th, 2013, which is titled Community of Confession. The African Hebrew Israelite nation is yet in the midst of totally rebuilding their society, their civilization, their city. The African Hebrew Israelite nation in the book of Nehemiah is realizing how far they have strayed from the principles of Yahuwah, which is existence and life for all. The African Hebrew Israelite nation, after having come out of slavery during the time, as one would say, of Moses, being under the slave system of the Hyksos, invaders from Europe who enslaved the African Hebrews and African Egyptians for 200 years or more, 1750 to around 1550 BC. And so when the African Hebrew Israelite nation, when they are delivered from this Hyksos slavery, they swore to the Most High that they would uphold the tenets, principles of Yahuwah, which is life and existence. But over time, the leadership would bow to the system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And so now, sisters and brothers, the African Hebrew Israelite nation is rejecting slavery, rejecting colonialism, rejecting exploitation, and are filled with penitence, filled with sorrow that they had strayed so far from Yahuwah, from the principles of life and existence, and had partaken in the wicked system of slavery and exploitation. We have that same road to travel. Every one of us in time immemorial had total and complete relationship with the Most High. Jeremiah 1:5. We knew the Most High. We knew life. We knew existence. We knew Yahuwah. We knew the principles of life and existence for all. We were commissioned to rule this earth in truth, justice, and righteousness. Psalm 8, made a little lower than the angels. Given the power to rule this creation by the power of the Most High, Yahuwah, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother. Hebrews teaches us that Christ made lower than the angels. We know man made lower than the angels. Christ petitioned to be given a body. In Africa, we taught that every man and woman petitioned the Most High for a body, that we would come into the earth realm and teach truth, justice, and righteousness. Man is Christ. Christ is man. We are the Christ Spirit petitioning the Most High for a body, that we would come into the earth realm and teach truth, justice, righteousness. Stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Stand up and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Hebrews teaches us that man is the glory of God. Christ is the glory of God. Man is Christ. Man and woman, male and female, is Christ. We are the Adam. We are the male and female. We are the Christ Spirit in human flesh. Hebrews again, teaching us that we are to uphold the Sabbath, not just the 7-day Sabbath, but the 7-year Sabbath and the 7 times 7-year Sabbath, which brings us to the 49th year and then the 50th year of Jubilee. And all of these Sabbaths teach us that we are to eliminate debt slavery, eliminate slavery and exploitation, and return the land back into the hands of the oppressed, the poor, the working class, the afflicted, the fatherless, the widows, so on and so forth. This is our mission. But how far away have we strayed from our mission? How far away have we in this day and time strayed from the principles of life and existence? Those principles, those characteristics, that power of Yahuwah teaching us that life and existence is for all. How many of us have bought into the system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation? Black people, how many of us castigated white people for voting for white presidents and voting for racism and so on and so forth, and voted for presidents that would kill and destroy? So God, the Most High, Goddess, the Most High said, all right, black people, I'm going to test you now. Here we have a black president who has done equal to and worse than any president before him. Because with that black skin, he is killing and destroying sisters and brothers in Syria, Libya, all over the so-called Middle East and North Africa. And so the very thing that we hated under a white president, a black president does the same. Are we yet angry? Are we yet protesting? Are we yet putting up resistance? Or are we keeping our mouths shut because there is a black man sitting in the seat of the presidency doing the same wickedness, bowing to the same house of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's, and we say nothing? How far have we strayed? So let's pick it up. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 1. Now in the 20th and 4th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. We're in mourning, sisters and brothers. We have strayed from the principles of Yahuwah, existence and life for all. We are buying into the system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. It seems that we care not that black, brown, red, yellow, or white, poor, working class people are being destroyed. It seems that we care not that Syrian, poor, working class sisters and brothers are being destroyed. It seems that we care not that sisters and brothers in Egypt, poor working class, or so-called elites being a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, these factions being pitted against each other by the wicked machinations of the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's through the International Monetary Fund. And then we know that the government of America supporting Egypt because of the support that Egypt gives to the wickedness of Israel. We know that Mohamed Morsi had promised to wage warfare in Ethiopia and also wage warfare in Syria, following behind Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra, doing the promise to do the bidding of the CIA, America, Israel, and Britain. But the military overthrew Morsi in Egypt. The military didn't mind the International Monetary Fund destroying the economy, raising the price of oil and food beyond the reach of the poor working class masses in Egypt. But when Morsi said warfare in Ethiopia and warfare in Syria, the military stepped in. Obama, finding the way to continue to support the military in Egypt, because at the base level, Egypt is willing to play the ball, play the game as it concerns the buttressing of Israel and their in Israel's wickedness against the Palestinians. But we see that the Muslim Brotherhood and the poor working class masses in Egypt are being pitted against each other, and the military apparently is killing sisters and brothers of the Muslim Brotherhood. And what I want to point out is that all of this is by orchestration from the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. How many of us care to delve deeply into such political reality that is complex, that is sophisticated, and be able to tell the Muslim Brotherhood you are being used by the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers? Cease killing and destroying Christian sisters and brothers. And Christian sisters and brothers in Egypt, cease being the enemy of the Muslim Brotherhood. Even though we know that the Muslim Brotherhood was set up by British intelligence to further CIA, MI5, MI6, so on and so forth. What I want to say to us is, do we have enough love for the human family to deal with the complicated issues? Or are we buying into the various rhetoric, the rhetoric of the Egyptian military, or the rhetoric of the Obama administration, or the rhetoric of the McCain and Lindsey Graham faction? All of these factions being pitted against each other by the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers to facilitate bloodshed and warfare. We don't want any parts of that. So we, like Israel, must go down in fasting and sackcloth, and earth must be put upon our heads to show the Most High that we repent, that we are sorry for buying into the factionalism, for buying into the fictitious narrative that would pit us against each other. So the 20th and fourth day, the word 20 in the African Hebrew is Esrim, 20 and 20th. And we know that numbers are holy and numbers are righteous. Numbers were held in high esteem as being teaching tools. So the number two, the Father, the Son is the number two. and 20 is 1 through 10 on a higher level again. So you have 1 through 10, then you have 11 through 20. And the number 2 is the sun, but the sun represents male and female as children of the Most High. And this scripture is saying the children of Israel. And the word Israel is God prevails. And we are the gods and the goddesses that must prevail and stand for each other and stand against the wicked ruling class and ruling families that are here to destroy each other, that are here to cause us to destroy each other. Now, the word for month is Kodesh, and it is 2320 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means the new moon, the month, the monthly, the first day of the month, the lunar month. And this is etymologically rooted in Kadash, 2318, Hebrew side. It means to be new, to renew, to repair, to renew one's self. See, this is lunar science. When we study lunar, solar, astral science, we are studying the sciences of Africa. That word was a masculine noun, and the etymological was a verb. So the verb Kadash is to renew and repair. And it is the root of the word for month, which is a masculine noun. So we see the sacred masculine operating in a fashion that is to bring renewal to the people. See, the African Hebrew Israelite nation were to renew the masses, to renew the oppressed, to renew the poor and the working class. But they had given themselves over to slavery, colonialism, exploitation. But now the children of Israel are assembled to gather, to receive, to remove, to gather in, to assemble, to be gathered. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we must assemble together, sisters and brothers, that we may implement the message of the Most High for renewal. We need to be renewed because this system is destroying us. This old system of death, hell, and destruction, which will never change unless we change it and come together and renew each other. Where the children of Israel were assembled with fasting. 6685, masculine noun, fast and fasting, having to do with denying one's self of water and food, to abstain from food. Now, when you fast, you are to identify with the plight of they who can't find food. In Egypt, the poor working class masses of the people were being destroyed by the International Monetary Fund, not able to find food, the price of food and subsidies being skyrocketed so exorbitantly high that the people couldn't eat. People in the Congo going without food. Masses of the people international trying to subsist on $1 a day, $3 a day, $10 a day. Masses of the people international going without food. So when we fast, we identify with the plight of the poor working class masses of the people. So the African Hebrew Israelite nation were fasting, and they were with sackcloth. The sacks for grain, those bags for grain. You take off your fine clothing and your fine garments, and you put on the sackcloth, which is rough. A rough material that is used to carry grain. Look, we are in the bag now. We are to remind ourselves that we are to be grain for the masses of the people. It is our mission to feed the people spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. But we are taking on this sackcloth to show that we are in mourning, because we are in humiliation, because we disobeyed the principles of life and existence, and we began to buy into this no good rotten system and began to hate one another. Black people buying into the system, hating each other. Brown, red, and yellow buying into the system, hating each other. Working class, poor working class, white people buying into the system, hating each other. And we, crossing these barriers, began to hate black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Or we began to hate one because they live in the Caribbean, or they live in Africa. African people in Africa hating black African people in America, and African people in America, or black Americans hating Africans who yet live in Africa. Why? Because an enemy came between us and taught us to hate each other, and we began to buy into the fictitious narrative of the system. And when we see each other in pain, we feel no pain for each other. We must go down in sackcloth and ashes. We must mourn the fact that we have strayed so far from that which we promised the Most High Yahweh Yahuwah, the principles of life and existence for all. We promised that we would stand for each other. We promised that we would stand against the oppressor. It says, and with sackcloth and earth upon them. Earth, 1:27. Adama. It looks like it's related to Adam. But ground, land. We symbolically put earth on our heads, ashes and dirt, to signify that we are so sorry, O Most High Father and Most High Mother Yahweh Yahuwah, that we have bought into this system, that we are Republicans and hate Democrats, or we are Democrats and hate Republicans, or we are living in the South and hate those who live in the North, or we live in California and hate those who live in New York, and we lift not the finger to help one another, or we are Christian and hate the Muslim, or hate the Buddhist, or hate the Hindu, or hate the Voodoo. No, we are sorry, Most High Father and Mother. Piece of ground, a specified plot of land, earth substance for building and constructing. See, we should be about making sure that every human being has a piece of this land, that every human being has a building and construction to live under. We should be about the business of making it so that every human being has land, wealth, and resources. I was looking at my Uhuru sisters and brothers today, the African People's Socialist Party, and my brother Diop, I believe his name is, my dear brother Diop, who is the president of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, was presenting a film about what is going on in Sierra Leone. And he began to show how deep runs the theft of the land, the wealth, and the resources in Africa, all over, but in Africa, Sierra Leone in particular. He showed how it was either the trucks or the trains. They have gotten to the point where they just take masses of amounts of dirt out of Africa, out of Sierra Leone, knowing that in that dirt is so full of life, so full of minerals and resources. Don't even separate the dirt till you get the dirt to the final destination for separation. In that dirt will be diamonds, will be coltan, would be uranium, would be all manner of resources, and the sisters and brothers in Sierra Leone have no benefits of their land, no benefits of that dirt, but your various resource mining corporations that fall under the control of the Oppenheimers out of South Africa, those Europeans that purchased the diamond industry from the De Beers brothers in the 1900s back in the day. This Oppenheimer family that you hear me speak of all the time, they're connected to the house of Rothschild, that family that controls your banking institutions and worldwide international economy. But this Oppenheimer, they run your mining corporations. They run your mining operations. So all of this dirt, all of this wealth, all of this resources, it is our job to make sure that every human being has equal access to the land, the wealth, and the resources. Some of this earth to call our own. All of us have a God has given divine right for land, territory, country, some of this earth. And so we symbolically put the ashes and the dirt on our heads to show the Most High that we are sorry for not standing up for each other. We are sorry. Verse 2, and the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. Now this word stranger, this word stranger is one of at least two or more words in the African Hebrew language for stranger. There's a scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 26 and 12 which teaches us that the African Hebrew Israelite nation were to join on to the stranger. We're not talking about that stranger. That stranger is an immigrant. That stranger is one who has been displaced from their land, just like today. You have travelers and sojourners disconnected from their land because of this wicked, no good, rotten system. So we are commanded to love the immigrant, the stranger that is the immigrant and the traveler. Love them as if they are our own, as if they are our own brother and sister. But this stranger is a different stranger that we must separate from. This word stranger is bane. 1121, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means son, grandson, child, member of a group, son, male, child, grandson, children, male, female, youth, young men, young of animals. It means, watch this definition, sisters and brothers, sons as characterization, i.e. sons of injustice for unrighteous men, or sons of God for angels. We're talking about sons of unrighteousness and sons of injustice. We're talking about foreign nations, foreign peoples, foreign leadership and rulership that are exhibiting characteristics of injustice and unrighteousness. That's what we must separate ourselves from. Why? Because we are people of Yahweh, Yahuwah. We are people of life. We are people that adhere to existence and life for all, because Yahweh Yahuwah found under the number 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Yahweh Yahuwah means, is defined as existing. Existing equals living, and existence and life is for all, and not just the few, and not just the wealthy, but life for all. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.